and good evening, folks. Sunday night here on WPSU. It's time for the Folk Show. Your Uncle Bob, Bob Lumley Sapansky, here at the controls, bring you folk music up till the bewitching hour of midnight. Going to be covering a variety of things, of course. Everything's growing out in the garden, so we're going to do some farming songs. Of course, the death of Muhammad Ali, we'll play some songs about boxing and the times when he certainly was a champion for civil rights. And a variety of other things. Starting always with Yorma, strumming on his embryonic journey. Going to follow it up with Danny Schmidt, A Bad Year for Kane. And we're going to hear from Pentangle, Let No Man Steal Your Time. Welcome to the Folk Show. Keep it tuned here on WPSU.
Thank you. was born in East Virginia, North Carolina. I did go home, and there I met a fair young maiden, name and age I do not know. On her feet she wore these slippers, and in her hair she wore a bow. How I loved that brown-eyed darling, no one in this world could know. A light brown color, lips they were a ruby red, and on her breast she wore white lilies, where I long to lay my head. I know your parents don't scarcely like me. I guess your friends all feel the same. And if I'm written down in your book, love, won't you please blot out my name? Virginia and North Carolina, I did go, and there I met a fine young woman, a name and age I still don't know.
Watching the ships roll in, and I watch them roll away again. Well, I'm just a-sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tides roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Left my home in Georgia, Frisco Bay. Ain't got nothing to live for, look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just a-sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tides roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Gonna change. Everything remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do. I guess I remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, but this loneliness won't leave me alone. 3,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Well, I'm just a-sittin' on the dock of the bay, watching the tides roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Okay, fading away in the background, it's Ted Hawkins, and Ted was a longtime street musician in Venice, California, and he was discovered later on and became pretty much a pretty popular person out on the West Coast, and he died on New Year's Day, 1995, and of course, Steve Cropper, Otis Redding song, Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay. Thanks for listening to WPSU, heard at 91.5 in Warriors Mark and 106.7 in Altoona. The folk show here tonight got just about 15 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock. Started off this section with, as always, Yorma strumming away the embryonic journey. Danny Schmidt from his acoustic version of the Owls CD, Bad Year for Kane. And then Pentangle from the Pentangle album. You might have heard the vinyl snap, crackling, and pop in the background. A song called Let No Man Steal Your Time. Of course, an old traditional number. And Pentangle was one of those great, British supergroups, taking the old British folk and sort of morphing into a bit of rock music. Terry Cox, Bert Jantz, great vocals by Jackie McShay and John Renborn, Danny Thompson, terrific group, Pentangle. We'll get back to the music now. And besides being your Uncle Bob, I had the extreme joy of just becoming a grandfather Bob too. So I'm going to play a couple songs actually played for my daughter years ago, 30 plus years ago when she was born. Now get to play them for her daughter. So, start off with Metamora, a song everyone probably knows, written by Mountain Doglish, Little Potato. Here's Metamora on The Folk Show.
You're my little potato, you're my little potato. You're my little potato, they dug you up. You come from underground. The world is big, so big, it's very big. To you, it's new to you. You're my little potato, you're my little potato, you're my little potato, dug you up, you come from underground.
With you, my spud. potato. When you came out looking red as a beet, you had wrinkles on the bottoms of your feet.
Oh, oh, now you are so sweet potato. You're my sweet potato. You're my sweet potato.
Dug you up. You come from underground.
You smile, hey smile, a little smile. The world is small, so small, it's very small.
You're my little potato, you're my little potato, you're my little potato. They dug you up, you come from under.
In a flash, then it's gone. time goes so fast, don't you know? And we got years to watch the grass grow. They go tearing through the front yard, wheels spinning in the mud. Four wheels, full throttle, tearing up ruts. If they keep riding, there won't be nothing left to mow. But we got years to watch the grass grow. The grass grows back, but those early years, they don't come back. They get into the toolbox, tools all over the floor. They're gonna build themselves a castle, or maybe just a tree fort. It's so easy to get mad, my tools all over the floor. But we got years to watch the grass grow. Oh, the grass grows back, but those early years, they don't come back. Got to the teenage years, take a trip for a few days. The kids invite their friends over, I never would have said okay. How that hole got in the wall, I'll never know. We got years to watch the grass grow. Oh, the grass grows back, but those early years, they don't come
Twix. when I went to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, goodbye the flowers, and goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway, I must not be late. I'm going to work in tall buildings. Subway, I must not be late. I'm going to work in tall buildings.
Goodbye. That was Jamie Hartford. Son of the late John Hartford, doing one of his dad's songs, a song called In Tall Buildings. And that's from a release of his where he does a number of his dad's songs. Real nice release. Jamie Hartford here tonight on The Folk Show. This is WPSU in Tipton at 91.5 and in Kane at 90.1. Like us on Facebook and tweet us at WPSU. Let you know about the campus weather, our area weather. That's for tonight. We're going to have some thunderstorms around the area, and then sky is going to turn partly cloudy after midnight. A few storms may be severe. Temperature getting down in the mid-50s overnight tonight. Coming in to the studio here, I looked one direction, the sky was just beautiful, and then looking north, it was looking pretty ugly, dark and gray, so... you know how these summer storms are. They'll go through one area and they'll give a downpour and other areas will remain dry. So tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, stray shower or thunderstorm again possible. High temperature get up into the upper 70s and into the low 80s in some of the southern areas. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies again, stray shower, thunderstorm still possible. Temperatures getting down in the mid-50s. And on Tuesday, once again, mostly sunny skies during the morning, but scattered showers and thunderstorms develop in the afternoon. Temperatures getting up just into the low 70s on Tuesday. A recent check of temperatures here at State College, we're pulling 67. Altoona the same at 67. Dubois in at 60. Kane 57. And Snowshoe at 60 degrees. Let you know the songs you heard in that last set. Started off with Metamora doing the song Little Potato. Ricky Skaggs and Company doing a bluegrass version of Baby Girl. Van Wagner, a Pennsylvanian singer-songwriter, song called Watch the Grass Grow. And then, of course, Jamie Hartford doing Tall Buildings. I said, when I led into the show, going to do some songs related to the passing of Muhammad Ali. Not a lot of folk songs about Muhammad, so we're going to play a couple songs about boxing and some songs about the times when, formerly known as Cassius Clay, defied the system and did not refuse to go on religious grounds to the war in Vietnam. So I'm going to start off with a song by Bob Dylan. No, not Hurricane, but a song called Who Killed Davy Moore, about another boxer who was knocked out and actually passed away in the boxing ring. So here's Bob Dylan from the bootleg series, Who Killed Davy Moore.
What's the reason for? Not I, said the referee. Don't point your finger at me. I could have stopped it in the eighth and maybe kept him from his fate. But the crowd would have booed, I'm sure, at not getting their money's worth. It's too bad he had to go, but there was pressure on me too. You know it wasn't me that made him fall. You can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason for? Not us, said the angry crowd, whose screams filled the arena loud. It's too bad he had to die that night, but we'd just like to see a good old-fashioned fight. We didn't mean for him to meet his death, we just wanted to see some sweat. There ain't nothing wrong in that, it wasn't us that made him fall. You can't blame us at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason for it? Not me, said his manager, puffing on a big cigar. It's hard to say, it's hard to tell. I always thought that he was well. It's too bad for his wife and kids he's dead. But if he was sick, he should have said, it wasn't me that made him fall. You can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason for it? Not me, said the gambling man with his ticket stub still in his hand. It wasn't me that knocked him down, my hands didn't touch him none. I didn't commit no ugly sin anyway, I put money on him to win. It wasn't me that made him fall, you can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason for it? Not me, said the boxing writer, who pounds the print in his old typewriter, saying boxing is here to stay. There's just as much foot in danger in a football game, saying fist fighting is here to stay. It's just the old American way. It wasn't me that made him fall, you can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason for it? Not me, said the man whose fists laid him low in a cloud of mist, who came here from Cuba's door, where boxing ain't allowed no more. I hit him, yes it's true, but that's what I'm paid to do. Don't say murder, don't say kill, it was destiny, it was God's will. Who killed Davy Moore? Why? And what's the reason for it?
Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British wars. A young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I killed my share of vengeance in a thousand different fights. I was there at the little big horn. I heard many men lying, I saw many more dying, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I stole California from the Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. Oh, I must have killed a million men and now they want me back again, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it? The final mission in the Japanese skies set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I ain't a marching anymore. Now the labor leaders screaming when they close a missile plant,
United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't marching anymore.
Just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. No more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station when I'm scared. Laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
La 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 la. got a letter from LBJ. It said, this is your lucky day. It's time to put your khaki trousers on. Though it may seem very clear, we've got no job to give you here, so we are sending you to Vietnam. Lyndon Johnson told the nation, have no fear of escalation. I am trying everyone to please. Though it isn't really war, we're sending 50,000 more to help save Vietnam from Vietnamese. I jumped off the old troop ship and sank in mud up to my hips. I cussed until the captain called me down. Never mind how hard it's raining, think of all the ground we're gaining. Just don't take one step outside of town. Lyndon Johnson told the nation, have no fear of escalation. I am trying everyone to please. Though it isn't really war, we're sending 50,000 more to help save Vietnam from Vietnamese. Every night the local gentry slip out past the sleeping sentry. They go out to join the old VC. Nightly little dramas, they put on their black pajamas and come lobbing mortar shells at me. But Lyndon Johnson told the nation, have no fear of escalation. I am trying everyone to please. Though it isn't really war, we're sending 50,000 more to help save Vietnam from Vietnamese. Go round in helicopters like a bunch of big grasshoppers searching for the Viet Cong in vain. They left the note that they had gone. They had to get down to Saigon, their government positions to maintain. And Lyndon Johnson told the nation, have no fear of escalation. I am trying everyone to please. Though it isn't really war, we're sending 50,000 more to help save Vietnam from Vietnamese. Well, here I sit in this rice paddy, wondering about Big Daddy, and I know that Lyndon loves me so. Yet how sadly I remember way back yonder in November when he said I'd never have to go. Johnson told the nation, have no fear of escalation. I am trying everyone to please. Though it isn't really war, we're sending 50,000 more to help save Vietnam from Vietnamese.
Here's a favorite song of mine. We haven't done this for so long. I can't remember when we've done this on our show.
Shall come with shouts of acclamation.
Set of songs there, passing of Muhammad Ali earlier this week. We started off with Bob Dylan, who song called "Who Killed Davy Moore?" True story about a boxer who died in the ring. Phil Oakes, song called "I Ain't a Marching Anymore." Then, of course, classic Simon and Garfunkel. I heard Paul Simon announce the passing of Muhammad Ali during the performance of that song earlier this week. Tom Paxton, Lyndon Johnson, Told the Nation, and finally the Hopeful Gospel Quartet, Garrison Keillor, and Friends, How Great Thou Art, the passing of the great one. You're listening to the Folk Show here. We have 10 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. And let you know, some events coming up locally down at the Elk Creek Cafe in Milheim. The Woody Pines playing an eclectic mix of music. They have a real paybacks to the traditional American roots music. They're performing on June 19th at 5 p.m. out at the Elk Creek. So take a trip out to Milheim and see the Woody Pines on June 19th. We'll get back to the music right now. excuse me. And so we got 9 minutes before the top of the hour of 11 o'clock. And although I played Jamie Hartford a little earlier, I'm going to do a song by his father, and unfortunately the title of the song is not true in his case. John Hartford from Gumtree Canoe, and I'm Still Here.
Our trains are running towards each other. Shotguns are pointed at my head. Crossroads, H-bombs are falling towards my bed, but I'm still here. I'm still here, and how about that? My city may be falling, but I'm still here. The assassination squad is possession man is on his way. Landlady's given me her notice. I'll get pitched out with the trash just any day. But I'm still here. I'm still here, and how about that? I may have lost my lunchbox. Riches. They're working on my hat, but I don't care. I haven't had a meal since the fire went out. And all you do is stand around and stare. But I'm still here.
such a sight of my life. The blue on the hills on a warm country night. You might be as dark as a glass of red wine, but your soul will get right down on the West County. Things I know you see in me. Now it's time for this living so small to take a bow. 'Cause this road's headed straight into the sun anyhow. A deep shade blue in the shadows tonight. My gold ring whiskey and call up a song. Might do some right, I might do some wrong.
And that was the Boxcar Lilies from their release Sugar Shack. And song was called If I Needed You. It's a song written by the late Texas songwriter Townes Van Zandt. Before that, we heard John Hartford doing a song from I Said Gumtree Canoe, I'm Still Here. This is listener-supported public radio, WPSU State College and WPSX Kane, an outreach service of Penn State.